All right. There's much more to that in the manual, and you will understand much more about communication. Now, 29 is another axiom about as-isness and persistence. And it tells you why people have to mock up another creator and so forth than themselves for their own creations. In order to get a persistence, they have to assign another authorship to the creation and so on. They have to say it's other responsibility. That's so that when they look at it, they won't make an as-is of it. You see, if they said that I made it and now I look at it, why, that'd be very bad. But they said if they created something and then they said Bill made it, then when they look at it, why, they say Bill made it. But that's a lie. So we get persistence stemming out of a second postulate, a lie. They made it, then they said somebody else made it. And so we get persistency stemming out from any lie. Now we get number 30. The general rule of auditing is that anything which is unwanted and yet persists must be thoroughly viewed, at which time it will vanish. And we know that, of course, in the line of duplicates, perfect duplicates. Now, 31, goodness and badness, beautifulness and ugliness are alike considerations and have no other basis than opinion. And 32, anything which is not directly observed tends to persist. In other words, if you don't as-is it, and you've already said it's going to be there, why, naturally, it will be there. But this is worse than that. You get somebody working at his work, and he's never paying any attention to the machine. He's always paying some attention to the work. We'll find he has facsimiles of the machine, just all stacked up like mad. He's never as-is the machine. We get somebody who's always looked at lighted objects in dark rooms, has never looked at the darkness. He will eventually see nothing but darkness when he closes his eyes. He'll have a black bank, in other words. 33, any as-isness which is altered by not-isness tends to persist. In other words, if we use force on something, we will get a persistence.